So I hope Ezra should be learned of Ayin Tes of Masechta Ksubos. Some of the topics we learned about include a way that a wife is able to arrange that her properties should be nechosim she'en yidu in labal, so that they remain fully hers and don't become nechsim alug. The din for what is done with items that a wife inherits while she is married. The din of what is done in a case where a wife owns old slaves or old trees, that if they die, the wife will lose her karen and the husband will lose his payers. Nechsim alug are those properties, whether metaltlin or karka, land or movable objects, which are not assessed and written into the ksuba. They remain in her possession, she owns the guf, and the husband merely has the rights to its payers, its produce, or profits.